all pitted against each other in the race of the year, the Jockey Club Gold Cup, this Saturday, Belmont Park. Be there.
You bet.
Poke time, 12:30 p.m., Sundays, 105. It's a minute past 9 o'clock. I'm Mr. DeBorney, Chevrolet Caprice Classic, the only full-size car selected last year by Car and Driver magazine as one of the 10 best cars you can buy. Chevrolet sponsors this encounter traffic. What did you say, Harry?
It's far out, man.
What the hell are you, John Denver? Chevrolet sponsors his Encopter traffic report with WNBC's Roz Frank. Roz is not flying in the Encopter because it is too foggy, so she is in the end booth out at the airport.
But still flying.
Good morning, Miss Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Imus. Right now, again, westbound crossbox traffic.
My friend Charles McCord.
WNBC Sports, the Orioles and the Phillies have today off, then play game.
I'd like to apologize to NBC sales executive Jim Palmer, whom I call a black homosexual. So, he's not black. No, he's not homosexual. He took offense at that.
Well, why?
I don't know. Ashley Faulkner and Mike Grenish, they didn't take offense at it.
Didn't they know that you were just joking by calling them horrible things?
No. But anyway, I like Jim, and I didn't want him to feel badly. He's a fine, he's a nice young man. He looks a lot like the guy from Hill Street Blues. No, Barney Miller.
You know,
Barney Miller and Ron Glass.
Yes. He looks exactly like Ron. Yeah. It may be Ron Glass.
Anyway, Jim, I'm sorry. So, boy, he juggles all these girlfriends he has. How could he? He couldn't possibly be a limp wrist.
No,
fruit ball.
Why do you characterize people?
Fagola homo.
Stop it. Why do you characterize people who have exhibited that particular sexual preference as fagola, limp wrists, and all those kinds of things, which are derogatory terms.
I'm teasing.
And unnecessary.
They're out of the closet. They can take a little heat now.
I guess you got a point.
Just like everyone else.
The WNBC weather, dense fog this morning, giving way to showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, chance of flooding in some spots. The highs will be in the mid-70s, showers and a few thunderstorms tonight, some more flooding possible, the lows in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, a chance of a lingering shower in the morning, then partly sunny, mild conditions in the afternoon with the highs in the 70s, and Saturday fair and seasonably cool.
Frank Reed.
What about him?
Nothing. I just want to mention his name. I like Frank. Franklin.
See, ladies and gentlemen, in radio parlance, that is known as a cross plug. When somebody, for example, who's on in the morning, mentions the name and show of a personality who's on later in the afternoon.
Right.
So that is intended to make you tune in and see precisely what Frank Reed has to offer.
But Charles, a cross plug could also be an ugly horse.
68 degrees right now at 6 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Or an angry horse. That's what you meant, Neil, you dummy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll ad-lib, Neil. You just be stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, Neil. I didn't mean to call you stupid. I'm sorry. I really do apologize.
You're welcome.
68 degrees right now. Johnny Dark. At 6 minutes past 9 o'clock. And that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC New York.
Thank you very much, Charles and Neil. I'm Imus in the morning.
Neil?
Yo mama.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky. Oh, alright, I have spooky.
WNBC. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. I am Imus in the morning, and on the phone, Roz Frank. Hi, Roz.
Hi.
I'm going to tell Howard Stern. I'm going to tell him everything you've done this morning, and I'm going to tell Howard, particularly I'm going to tell Howard, and Howard will really like this, how you were sucking up to our general manager.
I don't deny it.
Well, it's not going to do you any good.
It was not?
No.
Well, then I'm never doing it again.
No, of course not. No, he's first of all, he's happily married.
Yes, well, I wouldn't do it for that reason.
Come on, Roz.
Oh, well, you know.
Fess up, Roz.
You know. I'm Zerlene.
Yeah. America is on the move, too. and Roz will be at a truck stop near you this weekend.
My go-go boots. You're
putting a little lipstick on your dipstick now. Chevrolet's flying the wheel, Chevrolet and you. Aren't I awful?
Uh-huh.
Taking charge.
You are.
Elon, my secretary, calls me a pig.
She loves you, though. She told me yesterday how much.
She does?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, loves me? I don't want her to love me.
She doesn't.
I know she doesn't. You know, Lisa loves me.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so as long as Lisa loves me, that's all I care about.
Okay.
At any rate, Elon's threatening to quit, you know.
No, is she really?
Yeah.
She's good, though. You shouldn't let her do that.
Somebody offered her, Charlie Simeka, who's America's premier dirtbag media mogul, offered to pay her an exorbitant salary, and I told Mr. Simeka that I would pay it if she would. I would pay the salary if she'd go to work.
Oh.
Who would want to work for him? You know him, don't you?
No.
Oh.
I've just heard all the
God,
nice
he's
said about
he's
him.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
The only phone number he has of mine is my answering service phone number.
Oh, he's a close friend.
Yeah. So but I picked up the answering service line last evening.
Huh?
And made a bet with him on the baseball game.
And uh-huh.
And I lost.
And you have no intention of paying him, I'm sure.
No, I pay my...
Oh.
Of course, you know, you can't bet and not pay.
Oh, you can't?
Mm-mm. Anyway, America is on the move. Chevrolet Supply and the Wheels. And here now, WNBC's Ross Frank. Good morning, Ms. Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Diamond. One big problem that's going to continue for a while this morning is southbound on the Henry Hudson Parkway at 252nd Street. Tractor trailer wandered on, and it is stuck there. Other than that, no real big problems this morning except weather-related problems, and that's the fog and the wet roadways, and all the traffic coming in. But no reports of any kind of white pipes. It's just going to be a slow one, and drive carefully. And hopefully we'll be up this afternoon after 4 with Howard Stern on WNBC.
For years, I was after my dad to take a skiing. But he'd always say,
skiing? My boy, do you know what it costs to keep a growing kid in ski equipment today? I'm not rich like your Uncle David, you know.
So then I'd say, Dad, we don't have to buy equipment, we can rent it.
My boy, he'd say sadly, you deserve a lot better than that beat-up old stuff.
And that was it. Until one day I saw an ad from the ski barn. Hey, Dad, I yelled, Ski Barn has a special rental deal for kids. Brand new skis at just $25 to $45 for the season. Well, that did it. Dad saved a fortune at the ski barn, which made me a big hero with him. And now we're going skiing, which makes Dad a big hero with me.
Ski Barn rents top-of-the-line equipment, fitted and mounted while you wait. Locations in Paramus and Little Falls, New Jersey. Our new fashions and equipment and our great Ski Barn prices are ready for you right now.
A whole new race.
The West is turning east. USA Today, the daily newspaper with a difference, reports on the trend and why 12 New York City high schools are planning Japanese courses. Well, also one hooky. JFK supersonic jets are booming. We're going to offend everyone this morning. USA Today's money section tells you about the Concorde. What? Stop the music. What are you hollering about?
You're accomplishing it.
We're offending
everybody this morning.
What are you doing in here, first of all, Charles?
Just trying to oversee the situation, and it's out of my control.
No, well, they're going to teach Japanese. You know? Do some camera courses.
Start the music, Harry. Make him read the spot.
JFK supersonic jets are booming. USA Today's money section tells you about the Concorde success and the success of New York's latest taste treat, kosher pizza. The life section, you know, that's a good idea, kosher pizza, by the way. The life section examines jealousy and then takes you for a cruise. USA Today's sports section has Tommy Lasorda's analysis, that fat phony, of last night's World Series game.
Stop the music,
Harry. Stop.
Stop the music.
What's the matter?
Why did you call him a fat phony? Where does it say that in the copy that Tommy Lasorda is a fat... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. It's right there. Start the music, Harry.
USA Today's sports section has Tommy Lasorda, a fat phony, his analysis of last night's World Series game. Danny Sheridan's exclusive odds and all the winning... Coach. If you can't even come up with a suitable record to exercise to, then this program is doomed before it begins.
Oh, all right. Okay, Harry, play something, you know, kind of bouncy but not overpowering. You know, light but not too frivolous. Mm-hmm. Methodical, kind of. But without becoming redundant. Oh. You know, Harry, well-metered while avoiding stridency. Thoughtful.
WNBC.
20 minutes after 9, now 9:20 in New York. All night long, baby. Say we're gonna go all night long. It's a good record, Blind Out Rescue. And DC.
Well, my friend, the time is come. We're gonna have a party, yeah. All night long.
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 Come on, baby. WNBC, Lionel. Coming up on 9:24 after 9 o'clock. I am Ivan Sinaborin. Still 68 degrees. We're going to check that. Dense fog around this morning, so you be careful. Showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon and evening. Chance of flooding in some spots. Highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few thunderstorms tonight. More flooding. Lows mid-upper 60s. Tomorrow, chance of a lingering shower in the morning, then partly sunshiny and mild in the afternoon. Highs in the 70s. Saturday, fair and seasonably cool.
You can't beat the experience.
Pan Am makes it so easy to get to Florida. All day, every day, from all three metropolitan airports. Pan Am offers 7 nonstops every day to Miami and daily service to Orlando, Fort Myers, Tampa, St. Pete, and West Palm Beach on Pan Am. Has a schedule that's sure to fit your schedule. So call your travel agent or Pan Am and find out how easy Florida is on Pan Am.
You can get the experience. Pan Am.
Think foreign car makers have the market cornered on front-wheel drives? Think again. Come take a look at what's happening on the home front.